It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and today it's all about the predictions for the NFC, for the AFC. The championship game is upon us. Championship Sunday is going to be hot. We got the Lions and the 49ers. We got the Kansas City Chiefs. Cha-ching! Oh, felt so good they won. But anyway, the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Ryan is not here because he is still celebrating the Ravens' victory, so hopefully at some point he will come to, Andrew, and he will be available to watch the game on Sunday, but the revels must have been quite a lot for Mr. Warmley, don't you think?
Of course it is. You know, he's not going to show up till this Ravens win the Super Bowl at this point. Hey, guys, I've been here the whole time. Like, here we go, Ravens Super Bowl, and the way that things are kind of shaping up, especially with this Super Bowl conspiracy thing with the logo. I mean, there's one purple team left, goodness, and it's the Ravens, where there's a bunch of red teams that are still lurking around. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, the conspiracy theories abound. The NFL is scripted. Stop it, everybody. And by the way, go hug a Bills fan today. If you know a Bills fan, give him a hug. Buy him a drink, a coffee, piece of candy, something, because it's rough out there to be a Bills fan. It is hard, man. It is a hard fandom to be a part of. It's cold. You never get there to the mountaintop.
Just tough, man. You know what's even more sick to think about? And this is from Ian Hart. It's over at Fantasy Life. He tweeted out about, you know, and they had the audacity to make all of these fans shovel their own seats.
I know.
Shovel your own seats.
There you go. Everybody enjoy that activity. Now go home. All right. We're going to stay here, though. We're not going anywhere. Last week, Erickson nailed the Packers to cover and all the Jordan Love touchdowns. Man, did they come close. They should have won that game, Erickson. Let's just call it what it is. The Packers should have won that game, and not just because of the missed field goal. That was the death knell, but they should have won that football game. But alas, they were just happy to be there. Both of us were all in on George Kittle last week. That worked as well. He crushed life, as we said, that they struggled to guard any of the tight ends. I was all in on the Amon-Ra reception total, get the over and the touchdown from him. Ching, ching, check, check. I was also all in on Lamar's over for the rushing prop, which I think was like 45 or something like that. Ridiculous. And he had 100. Let's go, baby. And also, as I mentioned before, the underdog Chiefs going out there just what the doctor ordered. Be the underdog, and they're going to be the underdog this week again. This is what the Chiefs needed mentally, so we'll see if they can somehow pull off another road victory on their way to a Super Bowl. So, Erickson, let's just jump in the pool with 2 feet. Let's talk about these two games. We're going to make some predictions, and then we're going to give you some props and some bets attached to them. And don't forget, if you haven't already, download the Betting Pros app. And if you have iOS, you get to use the premium feature for 3 free days. Pretty nice. NBA, NFL, still a lot going on. NHL as well. So go start betting smarter, not harder. Use that Betting Pros app and use Andrew Erickson's big old brain, which is sitting underneath that hat. So Erickson, give me your first prediction here for Championship Sunday.
All right, making sure I have the right prediction, because last time I opened the show with the wrong one. So I'm going to do the right thing. We actually look at the Thank show you. Sheet. So I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs Ravens game. That's where we're going to start things. I think that the Chiefs are actually going to be able to run the football. That's kind of how they've identified their offense over the last couple of weeks with a healthy Isaiah Pacheco. They have 120 rushing yards in 4 straight games. I think this is going to be the 5th game in a row that they established the run with Isaiah Pacheco leading the charge. So you look at this Ravens defense, when teams are able to kind of keep the things close, you know, last week, obviously the Texans were not successful running the football, but when you look at the Chiefs and what they've done recently, again, mentioned they've been over 120 rushing yards the last 4 games. Pacheco's been a huge part of that. He has 89 rushing yards or more in 3 straight games. He's gone over 60 in 6 of his last 8 games played. I know the Chiefs have an injury on their offensive line, but I think that's really more about pass protection than in run blocking. So I think, hey, we're going on the road. We need to smash the Ravens in the mouth. How are we going to do this? We're going to establish the run. So I like the Chiefs running game here, and I like the Isaiah Pacheco over his rushing yards prop, probably around 60. I found it 63.5 rushing yards. I like the over on Pacheco against the Ravens run defense.
Yeah, and speaking of that injury to the offensive line, it's guard Joe Tooney with a pectoral injury. Now, we don't have definitive news yet. We're just recording this on Monday here, so we're very early to things. We want to get these predictions out into the ether as fast as possible, but that is going to be a problem. It's going to be a weakness on the Chiefs offensive line, especially up front there in that interior end. Justin Madubuike has been fantastic. 13 sacks, the most of any Raven this year. And, you know, it's like the Aaron Donalds of the world and guys like that that have really been those defensive linemen getting sacks. You don't get totals and double digits typically from the guys in the interior. And Madubuike has been that guy. And I know we do a lot of offensive stuff here. Scott Bogman would be very proud of me that I was going for a defensive prop here on the first thing. But sometimes these defensive props are really easy and the juice is really good. So I would look for Madubuike for probably a 0.5 sack over that total. My guess is that's what you'll probably get it at, will be a 0.5. So basically just has to have a sack. Sometimes it'll be a 0.75 if you're not really used to betting on the defensive side. So it's got to be more than a half a sack there for him. And I think he can get that. So I think he gets at least one sack here because of, you know, when you start mucking around with offensive lines, typically that's not a good thing for the continuity of an offensive line. The offensive line has played pretty well for the Chiefs here in these last two games, so it's a big loss there potentially for him, and obviously for Patrick Mahomes. So we'll see as the week goes on what his status is, but I think it's going to be tricky. And even if he does play, certainly a weakness there for Madubuike to maybe take advantage of it. You should take advantage of this offer. You see that? That's a segue, folks. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, right now is bringing you an offer that'll keep you ready to go, electrified for all the NFL action. New customers can bet just $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So if you want to go ahead and bet the sack prop I just threw out there, or even Erickson's Pacheco prop, the over on the rushing, that's what you do. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use that promo code FANTASYPROS. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with that promo code FANTASYPROS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, everybody, let's get after it and continue on here. Andrew Erickson, give me another pick here for Championship Sunday.
Going to the Chiefs defense, I think, is going to slow down the Ravens passing attack. Now, the Ravens aren't necessarily really known for this high flying of passing attack in terms of volume. It's really about how Lamar Jackson is able to use his legs and be a super efficient passer, not necessarily someone that throws for a ton of yards every single week. And I think that he's going to struggle to put up yardage totals in this match. If you look at the Chiefs defense being the strength of their team the entire season, they've held Tua Tagovailoa and Josh Allen to under 200 passing yards the last 2 weeks. The last four quarterbacks that they have faced, that their first team defense has faced, have all thrown for less than 200 yards. Jalen Hurts, when he faced this defense, under 200 passing yards. Like, they have faced elite quarterbacks that can't even get to 200 passing yards when we routinely see quarterbacks get to 300 passing yards. So I like looking at Lamar as doing his damage with his legs, not necessarily his arm in this matchup, with still a lot of unproven guys. We still don't know how healthy Mark Andrews is, even if he does play in this game. So I think the Ravens are going to lean more on the rushing attack with the running backs, with Lamar, not necessarily on the passing game. So I'm going to take the under on the prop, 212 passing yards for Lamar Jackson in this Ravens passing attack.
And to piggyback that, not only do I agree with Andrew Erickson, I'll see your under and I'll raise you an over, because if Lamar and the Ravens are going to win this game, it's going to be Lamar taking the game over just like he did in the second half last week. I mean, if you're going to be the MVP, you want to be the man. Well, you got to go out there and be the man and keep that football. And I think he's going to run a ton here potentially in this game. He has to take over with his legs, I think, in order for them to advance to the Super Bowl. So what does that mean? 59.5 is the rushing prop for Lamar Jackson. So give me the over on Lamar's rushing total. It is a high number, I understand. Usually you see these basically in the 40s, somewhere in that range. You know, sometimes when you look at the Justin Fields of the world or Lamar's, you're going to find them a little bit higher in these mid-50s. This is a high 50s. This is a high one. And I don't think it's going to disappoint at the end of the day. So give me the over in this one, because I do think at the end of the day, it's going to be Lamar making plays that's going to be the biggest factor in the Ravens' potential to get to that one final stage to the Super Bowl. And if you need to get your tires checked, well, I'll tell you where to go. If you need new tires for your car, Discount Tire is your go-to. They have exceptional service and you get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. They have this really cool feature too called Treadwell, which is an online tire buying guide that gives you transparency on tire performance as well as personalized recommendations based on your location and your driving habits. Discount Tire is also the largest independent tire retailer in the country, so it has the biggest selection of tires and wheels and everything you need there. And here's a pro tip from the experts at Discount Tire. You can prevent wear and tear and boost gas mileage by keeping your tires properly inflated. Tire pressure supports the weight of your vehicle, and it's important to check that for safety. So if it's been over a month since you last checked your tire pressure, stop by one of their local stores for a free tire safety and air pressure check. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of. Andrew Erickson, let's get the next prediction taken care of. What do you say?
Yes, let's get it done. Cream rises to the top, but in this case, I'm going to go with the rice rising to the top. So I'm going with Rashee Rice rising up in the playoffs here, driving his 2024 ADP through the roof. So I think Rashee Rice is going to have a big game. I know that he was dealing with some injuries last week, but he's still the focal point of this Chiefs passing attack. And when you look at how strong the Ravens are with their safeties, I think that Travis Kelce is going to struggle in this matchup. I think they're going to throw everything at Travis Kelce, and they're going to make the Chiefs wide receivers, who have been very unreliable all season long, the Ravens are going to be like, hey, if you can beat us with MVS and Kadarius Toney and Mecole Hardman, who can't hold to the ball to save his life, then they deserve to win. So I think Rice is going to have to be that Chiefs receiver that steps up in this matchup if the Chiefs are going to come away with the road win here. So I'm going to go over on his receptions, 6.5 receptions for Rashee Rice. That seems like a massive number. We're talking about a rookie wide receiver. 6.5 receptions is absolute bonkers. But when you look at the matchup, Ravens rank second in the NFL in targets to wide receivers per game this season. They see a ton of volume. 8 of the last 11 receivers to face the Ravens have gone over the receptions prop. And you look at Rice, 6-plus catches in 6 of his last 9 games played, including 8-plus catches in 3 of his last 4 road games. So when the Chiefs are playing from behind, going a little bit faster on offense, pedal to the metal, Rice has been their guy they've relied on, especially on the road. So I think Rashee Rice steps up here. And I mean, when we're checking out his ADP next year, like, is he going to be like a second-round pick, a third-round pick? Like, especially if Kelce retires?
Well, it depends on
like
what the offseason is. I think, well, that might not help that situation, but I think it depends on what the draft is, depends on what free agency is. I think they know the wide receiver room is a little, the cupboard is bare, let's put it that way. Like, Rice has been terrific, but that was a guy we were in on. I mean, you go back and look at the videos on this channel and some of the late-round draft picks. I think he was my number one on my video. My favorite late-round draft pick was Rashee Rice, because I said, hey, if it's not Sky Moore and it's not Tony, it's going to be Rice. You watch the film, the guy was really solid, and he seemed like he fit the mold of what the Chiefs like to do. So it took a little time, but we got there. But you're 100% right, too. Erickson nailed it. Like, if you're going to stop the Chiefs, you got to take Kelce out of the equation. Buffalo didn't have an answer last night, and it certainly cost them that game. Next one here, let's stick with the Chiefs for my third prediction of the week. And it's Patrick Mahomes playing spoiler and underdog yet again. I told you last week, I hope you listened, I hope you bet it, because the Chiefs went in there to Buffalo. And let's be honest, like, yeah, the Bills had a chance there at the end. Yeah, you missed a field goal. Okay, whatever. But at the end of the day, the Chiefs went in there and they handled their business. They had control of that game. They were in control. And it wasn't just the field goal twos. Diggs missed the big spot there. Allen overthrew some guys. Like, it was just a collective situation there where the Chiefs were prepared mentally and physically, went in there, handled their business. And I think it's the perfect thing for the Chiefs. And now they're underdogs again. And the best value on the board is just to bet them straight up on the money line. So that's what I want to do. The prop is the Chiefs plus 140 and Mahomes over 1.5 touchdowns, because that's what we're going to do here. We're going to throw the football, and maybe it is MVS, even though Andrew Erickson made some jokes about it. Maybe it is Rashee Rice. Maybe it's even Isaiah Pacheco or Kelce. Maybe somebody else is catching these footballs here and scoring some touchdowns. But I think it's hard to imagine Mahomes in an AFC championship game not throwing for 2 touchdowns. My mind can't wrap around that, Erickson. And here we go again. I know that the Ravens should be the favorite. I know they're at home. But there's something about the Kansas City Chiefs and the duo of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes that just has me confident still that this is exactly the path that this particular Chiefs team needed in 2023/4 to get back to the Super Bowl. Not to be the favorite anymore. They needed to learn to chase again. And I think it makes them very dangerous. What do you think?
I think you're right. And, you know, when I look at this game, it reminds me a lot of, and this Chiefs team overall reminds me a lot of the 2006 Patriots, right? This team that had the worst receivers that you could possibly ask for, but an elite defense. And what did they do in the AFC Championship game? They went up on the road against the Colts, 21-3. They were up at halftime. And it's like, they're going to do it again. But eventually the Colts came back to win the game. Peyton Manning exercised the demons of Tom Brady. And I think that in this case, like Lamar Jackson is trying to exercise his demons. Like people were literally talking about, oh, this guy can't win a playoff game. When it was 10-10 against the Texans, like, here we go again. Lamar can't win in the playoffs. So I'm going to disagree with you. I think the Ravens are going to win this game, even though the Chiefs will probably cover. Like, that's the way I would do it. That's what I did last week. And I covered. Okay. So I took the +3. I was like, okay, not as big as a payout, but hey, still got the W, still profitable. But for me, I think it's the Ravens' year. I really think that this is their year. And the Chiefs, I think the receivers are going to show up in this game where it's going to be like, yep, we knew that this was going to be ultimately what's going to kill them as their Achilles heel. And it's going to be a Kadarius Toney drop when it could have been a touchdown that causes the Chiefs to fall just short against the Ravens.
Maybe. I put my faith in Patrick Mahomes, you know, the guy who's in the AFC Championship game every year. Every year. That's what he does. He lives there. What I like to do every single year is get out of the house, go see some shows, go to concerts. Everybody knows I'm a big music dork. I love to see wrestling stuff. I'm going to WrestleMania in just a couple weeks away. I'm counting the weeks away till Mania season. But you know what? There's so many events going on right now, and there's so many opportunities to go and experience them live with the Game Time app. And I want everybody right now to go out there, if they haven't already, and download the Game Time app, because it's so frustrating sometimes to buy tickets on these big ticket sites. You get all the fees, all the extra nonsense, not to mention all the breakdowns that they have in terms of their service too. It's just a big pain in the you-know-what. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with the Game Time app. And right now at Game Time, users can get $100 off a big game ticket with that promo code Vegas100. That's right, Vegas100. So imagine you had $100 extra in your pocket, what you could do in Las Vegas. Andrew Erickson would turn it into 10 grand, I'm sure, in just a few short minutes. But right now, this is an opportunity to go out there and use the Game Time app to get tickets for any event. Doesn't matter if it's football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy shows are great. Look, Valentine's Day is around the corner. Instead of getting flowers, get an experience. Go take someone special out for the night and have some fun. That's the way to do it. So do it right with the Game Time app. Terms apply. Just download the Game Time app and use that promo code Vegas. That's VEGAS 100 for $100 off the big game ticket. Or if you're not going to the game, just use that promo code Fantasy Pros for $20 off your first purchase. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. And remember, Vegas is the spot of this year's Super Bowl, so maybe you could even use that Game Time app to go to the big game yourself. So Erickson, let's talk about another big prediction for championship weekend. What do you have?
All right, moving ahead to the next matchup, the NFC Championship game, Detroit Lions, San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to say they're going to combine for 600 total passing yards. So I think we're going to see 300 yards passing from both sides. I'm not as confident about the total in the game. It's really high at 15.5. And look, we're not at Ford Field, guys. We're at, you know, Santa Clara. It's a little bit different. It's not the Coors Field of the NFL, which, what happened, Joe, last week? Oh, it was another over. What do you know? At Ford Field, another over. You love to see it. So,
and it rained in San Francisco, but it's not going to rain this weekend.
Yeah.
Apparently, still, it's going to be sunny.
I'm more confident just in the total yardage. That's kind of how I want to approach this game. So for me, just looking at the two matchups, I mean, Jared Goff has gone over 257 passing yards in six straight games, 270 in more than five of his last contests. And Brock Purdy has thrown for 250 yards in every single home game this year. Every single one. So we're already around that 550-plus mark. So I think we're going to get over 600 total passing yards, which means we're going to see a ton of these receivers eat, except Deebo Samuel. So Deebo Samuel has been labeled as 50-50, according to Adam Schefter, if he's going to play in this matchup. But for me, it doesn't really matter, because what's going to happen during the week is he's not going to be part of the game plan. Like, if anything, he'll have a very limited package. So for me, it's like, what is Kyle Shanahan going to do? McCaffrey, Ayuk, Kittle. Like, these guys are going to eat. And this happens every single time we see one of these guys miss, is all the other guys just get fed that much more, especially with a full week of game planning, knowing, hey, we probably won't have Deebo. We need to really highlight our other players. So for me, I'm going to Brandon Ayuk. rinse and repeat. We did it with Mike Evans. He was coming off a couple bad games. And then what do you know? He faced the Lions. And what do you know what happened? He had a monster game. Yeah. Despite dropping the balls in the dropping a couple passes in the beginning of the game. So for me, I'm going right back to it. Brandon Ayuk has had two back-to-back kind of dud games. But, you know, Welsh has mentioned this on the Betting Pro Show where Ayuk either goes for over 100 yards or has like 40. So I'm going to bet on him being this 100-yard game for Brandon Ayuk. I'll take the prop over 71.5 receiving yards for Brandon Ayuk against the Lions, who rank first in air yards face this year. And Ayuk is that primary downfield threat for Brock Purdy and company.
Look, they need Ayuk to have that kind of game if they're going to win. I'd be very surprised if Deebo Samuel does play. Usually when you're in street clothes in the second half of a game, that's not a good sign that you're going to play the next week. Just typically speaking, we shall see. But you know what? Brock Purdy's got to play better. You know, if Aiden Hutchinson can get to Brock Purdy and they can put pressure on him, I mean, you know, he becomes very human at the end of the day. He did not look good in that game. So we can make excuses about the weather. I know they ended up winning the contest, but let's not pretend like Brock Purdy was a world beater in that game. He made a couple plays when he had to. But again, I think, you know,
when I was watching that game, it felt like Jimmy Garoppolo was playing for the quarterback for the 49ers. Like, that's what it felt like. You're like, oh my God, what's going on? Like,
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. All right, let's get to my second to last prediction here. If it ain't broke, well, you know what? You don't fix it. Keep feeding. I'm on Ross St. Brown the football. This is your path, Lions. And look, you want to talk about, you know, Jared Goff all the time. We always mention that, you know, indoor versus outdoor, but it's really elements. As long as it's going to be 65 and sunny or anything close to that in San Francisco, I'm not worried about Jared Goff. Instead of the yardage total, I am going to go for the receptions, which I don't usually do, but I just think Amon Ra is going to get a ton of work here. So the number is 7.5. I'm going to go the over here. Again, this is not a bold prediction in that sense. Like, this is what you do. You feed Amon Ra St. Brown the football. But the Lions have to stick with what works here. You got to try to run a little bit too. You have to sort of pound that front a little bit, stop that pass rush, slow it down by running the football. Wouldn't shock me if you see a lot of Montgomery and Gibbs in this game too, but it's all about Amon Ra St. Brown at the end of the day. He has to catch 9-10 balls for you to be in this game. So if you can get to that number, I think the Lions could even cover, if not win. By the way, you're getting a really nice number, more than 2.5 to 1 there for the Lions to win this game. It is very tempting. I haven't made that decision quite yet, but what a story the Lions have been. So I was a little concerned last week that the Lions wouldn't be able to, you know, reinflate the balloon. And they did. Look, it was close. I think that the Bucs gave them everything they had. They just didn't have enough at the end of the day to compete. But I was impressed with what the Lions did on Sunday afternoon. Were you, Andrew Erickson?
Oh, yeah. Very impressed. And I think that one of the coolest things was playing in that stadium. You know, the players talked about like how loud it was and how energetic all the fans were, and how there were fans like staying like 30 minutes after the game, just like taking it all in, be like, oh my God, we're going to the NFC championship game since, I don't know, like the Reagan administration. Like, I don't know. It's been a very, very,
I don't even think it was then, dude. I don't know. Have they ever been to it? They had to have been to one NFC championship game.
It's been a while, right? to say the least. So, but obviously, you know, it's easy to be this loud when you have had no reason to cheer the past, you know, 30 years. So it's easy to have all that bent up energy all ready to go. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this game here. And I really think that the Lions, again, with what Brock Purdy showed last week, is just like, I don't know, man. It's especially with 7-point spread. I like the Lions against the spread too, for sure.
That's where I'm leading right now. The Lions last time and the only other time, 1991, where they got their doors blown off by the Washington then Redskins, 41-10. So, yeah, not a good look there. Not a good look. It's a Barry Sanders era. You know, those were some good teams, but hopefully a better situation for Lions fans this time around. But still, just happy to get there. All right, let's continue on here with this last game that we're going to talk about. Before we do, a reminder, too, if you're looking for all of these props, go to the Betting Pros site, bettingpros.com, or just download the app. It's much easier, and use the Prop Bet cheat sheet. That's where we get all of these props that we're talking about, and you can find the best place to bet them. So you can find not only the best number, the best juice attached to it, and then you sync your sports book, and you can bet it straight through the app. So if you haven't checked out Betting Pros, now is the time. It's already the end of the season. Super Bowl is coming up. You're going to want to make some wagers on the Super Bowl, have some fun. This is the way to do it. So go check that out. You can even track all your progress on the Betting Pros app, but use the Prop Bet cheat sheet because it gives you the projections against the props and makes you, you know, basically smarter at the end of the day. It's handing you all the answers to the test. That's what you need. So go ahead and check it out again over at bettingpros.com. Erickson, your final prediction for Championship Sunday is
Yeah, the Detroit Lions are going to cover the 7-point spread against the San Francisco 49ers. They've covered the spread as underdogs in 8 of their last 9 games as underdogs. And we talked about last week on the BP show that the 49ers are awful against the spread at home. They're awful as favorites at home. And what do you know? They didn't cover last week either. So the 49ers, yeah, they may win this game, but I don't think they're going to cover the 7 or 6.5 or whatever it ends up, whatever the line ends up settling on as we close out the game here leading up to it. So, and if it happens, right, if the Lions are able to keep this game close, I think it's going to be all because of Jahmyr Gibbs. When you look at this 49ers defense and the last couple weeks, their run defense has been leaky at times, and they just give up so many explosive plays. And who is the number one explosive playmaker on the Detroit Lions? It's not even close. Like, you didn't even, oh, Jahmyr Gibbs. This last game, like, he was making all pro defensive players look silly in open space. Like, this guy cannot be tackled in open space. So he has the third highest breakaway run rate this season at 38%. 38% of his rushes are going over 15 yards. That's bonkers. So I think that this is a breakout game for Gibbs, and it's going to basically launch. Again, another player we're going to see his ADP get absolutely launched into the stratosphere. But it'll be interesting to see with Gibbs where it's like, well, Montgomery's still there. You know, is the usage going to be perfect? And I'm just going to be like, you know what? I just think Gibbs is good. So I'm just going to draft him. And whatever discount I can get because of the David Montgomery aura, this team knows what they have in him, in this player.
Oh,
and it's like a Reggie Bush, Alvin Kamara type of super explosive playmaker that can make plays wherever he lines up on the field. So I'm going to go with Jahmyr Gibbs, over 100 all-purpose yards on the offensive side of the ball. And yeah, again, I think it's not going to be a Montgomery game whatsoever because it's explosive rushers that attack the 49ers defense. Montgomery is not that guy. He has one rush over 15 yards in his last 8 games. Like, Montgomery's not getting it done. He may score a touchdown here or there, but if the Lions are going to pull off the upset or at least cover the spread, Gibbs is going to have a monster game.
I don't care what his price is next year, especially in PPR leagues. I want Gibbs. I'll pay a high second round pick for him if that's what it comes. I don't think he's a first round guy. You got to have the backfield to yourself, and there's too many wide receivers I like ahead of him. But as a second round guy, it makes a lot of sense to me.
I think his price will probably be good because of the question marks that you bring up. It's like, well, he doesn't have the backfield to himself, but it's like, he didn't have the backfield to himself this year, and he was already like an RB1. Like,
yeah, well, that's the whole thing. He's running RB1, and not to mention in the PPR leagues, especially, as long as you're getting those, you know, 4 or 5 catches a game, that makes up for the touchdown equity you're losing a little bit. Like, that's a little bit of an offset. And like, and you're 100% right. Montgomery and explosive, those are two words that don't go together, you know, unless maybe he had some Taco Bell ahead of the game, maybe. All right, my last one here. I love Taco Bell. No shade. They could be a sponsor next year. You never know. Last prediction here for Championship Sunday. The 49ers have to get CMC out in space more. Stop running this guy between the tackles. I was screaming. I know he popped one, but they kept running him into a brick wall against the Green Bay Packers. I was watching over and going, what are we doing here, Kyle Shanahan? Why are we running the little guy in between the tackles as much? It's stupid. It's a bad idea. And you're not going to do it against Detroit either. It's a bad idea. They're good against the run. So get him outside. Get him in those screens. Get him working in the passing game. That number is pretty low, too. 36.5. I like the over in this one for McCaffrey. To me, that's the secret sauce for the 49ers to win this game. McCaffrey out in space. Brutalize the secondary a little bit. Take advantage of the Detroit Lions' weakness because they're good up front. They get to the quarterback, too. Where they lack is in coverage. That's the issue there. So CMC, last time I checked, a pretty tough guy to guard. But, I mean, this is going to be a really great weekend of football here on Sunday because you've got, I think, 4 teams that all have really strong fan bases, really strong narratives here. You've got the prime of Patrick Mahomes. You've got the MVP, Lamar Jackson, question mark, we think, we'll see. But the Baltimore Ravens being this team that feels like the best team in the AFC, pillar to post. But now they have to go through, you know, the champ. And at the end of the day, it's the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs are still the champs, last time I checked. And then on the flip side, too, the 49ers, who went into Philadelphia, beat the tar out of them, and then they kind of had a soft schedule after that. So I think it was a little bit of a wake-up call with the Packers, and how about those Detroit Lions, too? Now, a fun thing would be if both underdogs win, Andrew Erickson, be the first time ever that we start a season in the NFL with a game and would end the season with the exact same game. Because if you recall, the Chiefs and Lions kicked off 2023, who knows, could be the Super Bowl. That's kind of weird, don't you think?
Yeah, no, that is bizarre. It's almost like the It's like a script, right? You know,
Oh my God. Andrew Erickson, before I see people already outside my house, outside my window, I see some people with dark glasses. Before we get thrown off the air here, because obviously we've tapped into something we shouldn't have. Oh, the NFL is scripted, everybody. If it is, somebody give me the script so I can bet on it every single week better, please. Get a little help. Yeah. But again, well, go place your go ahead, Andrew.
Well, the other thing too is, so that would be a rematch of the week one game, but all of these potential Super Bowl matchups would be rematches in some way, shape, or form, where you'd have the 49ers and Chiefs, like they played in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So that would be a rematch. The Lions played Baltimore earlier this year and they got absolutely destroyed by the Ravens. And we obviously saw the Ravens and 49ers play not that long ago, where we saw the Ravens destroy yet.
Well,
another
I saw the
team.
Ravens play that week.
Yeah.
I didn't see much of the 49ers that week. But yeah, you're right. This is one of the few times where there isn't that one matchup where you roll your eyes and go, eh, I don't really want to see that one.
But,
I think
but everyone's,
all four
everyone
be...
is rooting for the Lions, right? Unless you're a 49ers fan. Unless you're Welsh.
Unless you're Welsh.
Come on.
It's hard not to root for the Lions.
Exactly.
My pocketbook is my wallet is my pocketbook. My wallet. I mean, maybe I have a nice purse. I don't know. But it's definitely rooting for the 49ers because that's where my money is. But you know what? If it ends up being the Lions, I ain't mad at it. I think it's a good story. It's a little bit of chaos.
That would be
and
a
I
great
that.
Super Bowl parade in Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Michigan feeling pretty good right now. Off to a good start for 2024. Make sure you go ahead and make the most of your bets. Again, use the Betting Pros app. Go to bettingpros.com to check out all of the work there and our YouTube channel as well. We just did our look ahead, and Erickson and I will be back again later in the week to do our full breakdowns of all the props with Welsh. But that'll do it for us. The story of the game goes on. For Andrew Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids. Enjoy Championship Sunday.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Podcast. If you love the show, the best free way to support us is by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts at fantasypros.com/review or on Spotify. Follow us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.